It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, November 14th, 2022. Stand up for your country. Well, the midterm election was a scandal. A scandal. Now, I'm going to explain that. And I can't tell you how livid I am about certain states and what they are doing right now. Now, it's not about voter fraud. It's not about mail-in this and drop-off that. It's about efficiency. And whenever you have chaos, and we do have it in four states, you're going to have corruption. Chaos leads to corruption. So we're going to get into that. But first, President Biden, as you may know, is overseas. He met with the Chinese dictator Xi today, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. All right, some context to this, which you'll get nowhere else, which is why you're listening and watching the No Spin News tonight. China's economy is in trouble. 1.5 billion people, most of them very poor. They don't have the basics of life. Some don't even have electricity out in the western part of that country. It's a huge country. And most people just get by. And the economy goes south, there's going to be big trouble. And you got a big COVID comeback there in China as well. So here are the facts. So the producer price index, which is the overall indicator of the economy, is down 1.3% in October from a year ago. And that is not good. OK, it's the first time that the producer price index has fell since December 2020 in China. But here is the key stat. Prices for pork, which is big in China, pork up 52%. They can't afford it. Fruit up 13%. Now, China's stats are not reliable, so this is shocking. It's probably worse than that, okay? And then the export economy. China makes its money, unlike the United States, in selling products abroad because they have slave labor there. There are people who don't make any money, so they make the hats and the shirts and everything else, and they send it abroad, and they make a profit, and it comes back. What their economy is based on. It's an export economy. It fell 0.3% in October alone. Okay? Expectations were for a 4.3% rise in exports in China, and it fell 0.3%. Again, this is dangerous in a population that is living on the margin. So Barclays, the World Bank, cut its forecast for China's economic growth next year to 2%. This is nothing. So China's in trouble. And COVID, in the last 2 weeks, COVID cases reported 600% up. 600% in 2 weeks in China. So there's lockdowns. That means soldiers come in to your area and you can't go out, whether you have COVID or not. Not everywhere, but a lot of places. So this is the atmosphere of the meeting between President Biden and President Xi. Bali, Indonesia, place called Nusa Dua. I've been there. Beautiful place. Gorgeous place. They say that the meeting took 3 hours. On our side, Secretary of State Blinken was there, Treasury Secretary Yellen, Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, Nicholas Burns, American Ambassador to China. And the Chinese had a whole bunch of people there. So this is a quote from the Chinese news agency, which is, government tells them what to do. The discussions were thorough, frank, and constructive. That doesn't mean anything. But here's what's interesting. Xi is quoted as saying, "We hope and always have strive for maintaining peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. But Taiwan independence is as incompatible with peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait as fire and water." So she's not backing away. Chinese are going to make a move on Taiwan, but now is not the right time, in my opinion, because their economy is so fragile. And once they do that, there'll be sanctions like with Putin, which are really breaking Russia. And we're going to do a big investigation on Putin next week when all this election stuff clears. Putin's in trouble. She knows it. Now, the Biden side, the American side, says that the two agreed that nuclear weapons should never be used. Chinese did not put that out. That was a message to Putin. China didn't say anything about it. So you can't get anything out of Biden. It's just a bunch of gibberish because he doesn't really want you and me, anybody else to know what's happening. But here's the only soundbite we could pick out to show you. Go.
Let me start with a few words about the recent elections held in the United States. What we saw was the strength and resilience of the American democracy, and we saw it in action. And the American people proved once again that democracy is who we are. There was a strong rejection of election deniers at every level, from those seeking to lead our states and those seeking to serve in Congress, and also those seeking to oversee the elections. And there was a strong rejection of political violence and voter intimidation. And there was an emphatic statement that in America, the will of the people prevails.
I have no problem with that, but of course, Biden is overlooking the scandalous nature of the election in some states. Overall, the American election helped Biden a lot because people obviously don't really understand, you know, the intricacies of our system. And Biden survived. He wasn't embarrassed. And so it helped him. But Xi and Putin and everybody else know that Joe Biden is a weak president. And before, in the next 2 years, I expect him to be challenged by China. China's not going to take a chance that some tough guy is going to get elected president in 2024. So I expect something, but I don't, of course, know what. All right, let's go back home. The vote scandal. So four places are just scandalous across the board. Arizona, Nevada, California, Alaska. So Arizona governor is still not called, and the margin is about 20,000 votes. The Democrat Hobbs leading the Republican Lake. Now, that's nothing, 20,000 votes. So, and there are two House races in Arizona still not called. So Republicans are probably going to win the House, squeak it out by one or two. But in Arizona, we still don't know. Now, Arizona is a tiny state. And they can't, this is almost a week. They can't count their votes. So a strong president would have moved federal monitors in already. What the deuce is going on? What's the matter with you people? You can't count the votes in Arizona? Two House races, those are the most vital. Because if both of those go to Republican, then the House will be Republican. All right, so I think Hobbs will probably beat Lake, but I'm not sure. Because the margin is very thin, and it changes hourly. Now, in Nevada, same thing, tiny state. Finally, Cortez Mastro, the Democrat candidate for Senate, beat Laxalt, the Republican, but only by 6,000 votes. 6,000 votes out of about a million cast. So Laxalt should ask for a recount, but he won't because he'd have to pay for it. In Nevada, if you want a recount, you got to pay. So Cortez is now the winner of that Nevada state race. I'm shocked. Really, I am absolutely shocked that Arizona and Nevada are now blue states. What happened to Western independence? What happened? So people don't have a lot of money in Nevada and Arizona. They're getting killed. Oh, California, 10 House races haven't been called. Now everybody goes, California, liberal state. Most of those House races are in the conservative interior of California. 10. They can't count the votes in a district after a week. What is going on? This is such a scandal, I can't even tell you. All right? And then in Alaska, they have this insane first choice, second choice, this, that. Alaska, the senator, whether it's Murkowski or Tshibaka, will be Republican. The governor will be Republican. And there is a House seat up there, but it looks like that's going to go to a Democrat because of this insane system. But they still don't know. They still don't know. And it's only 300,000 people voting. Not even 300,000 people voting in Alaska. They can't count the votes after a week. Boggles the mind. And the only solution to these things, because the Constitution gives the states the right to monitor federal election, is to send federal monitors in to see if there's corruption, to see why these people can't count the votes. That's it. Biden's never going to do that because the Democrats want this. It works to their advantage to have a disorderly election. Okay. So I'm really, this should never happen in America, ever, but it is. So Pelosi, who I don't believe is going to be speaker any longer, and that'll be the end of her, thank God, she goes on ABC and says this.
So do you think President Biden should run again?
Yes, I do. I mean, President Biden has been a great president for our country. He has accomplished so much. 10 million jobs, over 10 million jobs under his leadership, working with the private sector, of course. He has just done so many things that are so great.
Baghdad Barbara, that's all she is. She hasn't created 10 million jobs. I mean, it's just not true. All right, and we went over this 15 times. When you start from zero because of COVID, it's not you creating the jobs. The jobs come back because COVID isn't there any longer. Baghdad Barbara, there she is. Ah, she's so great. Good riddance, boy. That, and this isn't partisan, nothing to do with party, but that woman with that amount of power for all those years, oh, how much damage she did to this country. All right. Let's bring in a guy who's a lot smarter about elections than I am. His name is Zach Smith. He works for the Heritage Legal Foundation, coming to us from Washington, D.C. He is an election expert. Did I make any mistakes in my description of where we are in the midterms right now, Mr. Smith?
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. This delay in counting the votes is absolutely shameful. Unfortunately, what we've seen are certain states and certain election officials are refusing to administer efficient safe, secure elections. Look, that should really be a bipartisan issue. Whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're an independent, everyone should want to make sure that the votes are counted quickly and that they're counted accurately. Unfortunately, certain states, the states that you mentioned, Arizona, Nevada, California, Alaska, and there are others, are having great difficulty in meeting that very low bar. And I suspect part of the reason they're having difficulty doing that is because they've been sloppy in their election processes and procedures. You know, one of the things we did here at the Heritage Foundation, we compiled an election integrity scorecard, and we ranked the states 1 to 50 on how well they did in terms of making sure their elections were safe and secure and how efficiently they could administer that process. And it shouldn't come as a surprise that California ranked 49th out of 50 and Nevada ranked 50 out of 50. And so if the citizens in those states would require their elected officials to get serious about this, they could see a much better system being implemented.
Now, this is a partisan statement I'm going to make. But before that, would you be kind enough to send me the Heritage rankings and I will use it tomorrow on the No Spin News? I'd like to have
it. Happy to do
it. Put it up so everybody's safe. Okay, so my contention is Democrats like the chaos. They like the mail-in ballots. They like the drop-offs. They like all this because it's easier for them on their ground game, which they have a much better ground game than Republicans do. That means that people in the precincts that go out and cajole people to vote and things like that, they round up votes. It's much easier to do when you have a very loosely monitored situation. So Democrats don't want reform. My opinion, am I wrong?
Well, look, Bill, you know, we do policy, not politics, here at the Heritage Foundation. And so certainly it seems to be that many Democratic-run states or liberal-run states and jurisdictions are having serious issues counting the ballots effectively and efficiently. And part of the reason for that is that for so long, these individuals, particularly these individuals on the left, have resisted implementing common-sense election safeguards.
Yeah, they don't want it. Right, well, but they don't want it for a reason, Mr. Smith. They don't want it for a reason. It's not just gross incompetence. Yes, gross incompetence is in play. But there is a reason they don't want to do what Florida did. So in 2000, the most famous American screw-up election, Florida was just a disgrace. All right? Well, they revamped the whole thing, and now Florida is one of the most efficient. I bet you it's in the top 10 in your list, is it not?
Florida does very well, and they deserve a lot of kudos for implementing common sense legislation. Look, the problem in part, Bill, is whenever states move to enact these common sense reforms that, by the way, are very popular across the political spectrum, across races, across genders, because they are such common sense solutions, these states face lawsuits. They're often collusive in nature, where they those who are bringing the suits find a favorable election official who will enter a favorable settlement. And so when you get Heritage Election Integrity Scorecard, we have 12 broad categories that we suggest states should implement that will help avoid many of the problems that we're currently seeing.
Okay. Let's turn to the House of Representatives. I've been following this every hour. So frustrating because the ticker doesn't move. You know, we're in Monday night now. Vote was last Tuesday night. And it's still in some places in California, some districts, small districts, this is not LA or San Francisco, 38% of the vote in, 40% of the vote. Are you looking at you? But from my math, it looks like the Republicans will take the House by one or two. Is that what you have?
Well, it certainly seems to be what's being reported right now. I know it's a much smaller wave than was initially anticipated. But look, I think going back to the original point, Bill, this is shameful that it's taking so long.
But have you guys been counting the districts? Do you concur that it's likely Republicans will win the House? Or do you not know?
Well, that is a question that is better answered by many of my colleagues at Heritage Action, the Heritage Foundation's sister organization, and others. But look, the delay in knowing the outcome is absolutely shameful, is something that should not be repeated again. And if states will get serious about election integrity, running safe, secure, efficient elections, they can take a look at the Heritage Foundation's Election Integrity Scorecard to find those best practices.
Okay, so you're not going to tell me what you think. How about your colleagues? Have any of them gone on the record by saying they think one or the other party will take the House?
Well, look, I think at this point we have to wait for the votes to come
in. Okay, I got it. Yeah. I'm just looking for, you know, look, I got my own method of doing this stuff in Colorado. I think Boert or whatever her name is, the woman up in the mountain area of the state, she's going to win. That ticks it up to 213, and then they need five more. And then, as I said, the districts in play in California are in the Central Valley, in the conservative parts of the state. We got two in Arizona. It's just driving me crazy. Final question for you. This is a victory for Biden, I believe, because he could have gotten wiped out and embarrassed all over the world, and the Democrats could have been decimated. He would have been under pressure to actually leave the presidency if that happened. But now he's strutting around like a peacock. And I wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
Well, look, I think, unfortunately, the Biden administration's policies have been incredibly harmful for us as a nation. He's often taken unilateral executive action beyond what he is constitutionally or statutorily authorized to take. And so I'm hopeful, although I doubt it will happen, that the Biden administration will take a different tact and will certainly not take actions that are unconstitutional, are not statutorily authorized.
All right, Mr. Smith, we really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on today.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Donald Trump. Now, there's no question that Donald Trump was a factor in the midterms and he helped the Democrats. No question about it, okay, because of the election denier thing. From the very beginning, I suggested to the president himself in private conversation and on this broadcast that that is not a winner. 2020 relitigation is not a winner. Tease off a lot of independents. Independents broke 4 points for the Democrats, which was the difference. It's interesting because more Republicans voted for Republican House candidates by a margin of about 5%. So overall vote for the House, Republicans won that by 5%, which is a pretty healthy margin. But on the independent side, they broke for the Democrats largely because of the denier January 6th. And if you were watching any of these commercials, I mean, they just waved it. You know, Trump and this, and they linked Bulldog, and they linked the guy in Arizona and Tudor Dixon in Michigan to Trump and the denier. And it worked. It worked. I mean, if anybody said it worked, they're not telling you the truth. It worked. So, that being said, you then step back and say, well, what is Donald Trump's future? Remember, 80 million people voted against him. They didn't vote for Biden, by the way, and you know that. They voted against Trump. Does he have a political future? So my message today on BillO'Reilly.com and my column, both on the election, I hope you go to BillO'Reilly.com and read them. And it's free. You don't have to be a premium member or anything like that. You just go and messages there every morning, comms there every Sunday. I think they're provocative. But what is Donald Trump's future as a presidential candidate? So Jason Miller, one of his top guys, says tomorrow night at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, he's going to announce he's going to run. That's what Miller says. I don't know. I haven't talked to Donald Trump in a while. I don't know what he's going to do. I know he wants to run. But is he going to announce tomorrow night? Miller is a guy that's close to him. And Miller's saying, yeah, he's going to announce. All right. And they even put a 9 p.m. Eastern time slap on it so they get primetime TV coverage. Okay. I don't have analysis now on Donald Trump running or not, whether this is a good thing for the country or not. I know at this point in history, he's not the power he used to be. I think even the MAGA supporters would know that. You have to know that. All right. But the man is incredible. And he can come back. But can he get those independents over to his side? Boy, that's tough. That is a tough, tough road. So anyway, when he announces, we'll analyze what he says. And I'll get as much inside information tomorrow as I can. But at the same time, this is swirling around this week. Vice President Pence is out on a book tour. But he got a book. And the left-wing press is using Pence against Trump. So Pence goes on with David Muir, ABC, and the headline is that Pence says, Donald Trump put me and my family in danger. You know, okay. Pence has refrained from bad-mouthing Trump, although Pence was not happy about Trump trying to force him not to certify the election. And Pence was right. Constitutionally, Pence was right. So you've got to be that in the book. But what you should know is Pence is going to do a big thing on CNN on Wednesday. So the left-wing press is using Pence against Trump. Ironically, for the left-wing media, DeSantis at this point, the governor of Florida, is more dangerous to the liberal cause than Trump is. That could change. That could change. But by attacking, continue attacking, and undermining Trump, you might get a stronger candidate, DeSantis, in 24. But all of that is swirling around. Now, you know me. I'll tell you the truth as we see it, and we'll back it up with facts. These early polls, DeSantis versus Trump, they're just bull. I'm not even going to report them. Usually I report the stuff and tell you, ah, it's a bunch of crap. But I'm not even going to report that because it's still too turbulent around. People aren't figuring it out yet on a Republican side. There's a lot of angst on the Republican side. They like DeSantis and they like Trump, some of them. There's a little, I'd say 20% of Republicans don't like Trump. I think everybody in the Republican Party likes DeSantis. All right, so that's where we are on that. Let's go to the border. The Border Patrol guy down there, Christopher Magnus, is out. So Biden throws him under the bus. And is this going to improve anything? No. It's a scapegoat deal. It's like, oh, well, we fired the head of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Hey, it's your fault, Biden. 100% your fault. You. Can you fire anybody you want? Fire yourself. You're the one that put the open border in. And now it's chaos. El Paso, Texas, big town, their airport is almost unusable. Almost unusable. There's so many migrants at the airport. And listen to this. So the Biden administration says they're going to give a private agency, the Annunciation House, $7 million to take the people in the El Paso airport to Denver, to Denver's airport. So they can fly out of there because El Paso can't handle it and Denver's much bigger. So there's $7 million more taxpayer money shutting these people around. With the economy, the open border, and the crime, I had no idea Americans would be this foolish to do what they did last week in the election. Disney. Now, here's a company that DeSantis destroyed. DeSantis did this. So Disney's got a big show on Broadway, The Lion King. In that show, there are people who interpret the words for the deaf. One of those people is a guy named Keith Wan, 53 years old, professional guy. And by all accounts, does a great job in signing for The Lion King. He's fired because he's white. Okay? So the quote from the agency that hired him and now fired him, Theater Development Fund, is that in the current social climate, you can't have a white person signing for black performers. To his credit, Mr. Wan has sued in federal court and he'll win. Disney will settle. Okay? And there's another woman who got booted too. It's just unbelievable. So Disney basically said, hey, you know, even though these people are good, they're competent, but they're white, and Lion King's got black performers, so they can't do the sign language of the black performers. Horrible. The guy who runs Disney is named Bob Chapek, okay? Total fool, all right? He's a CEO. And he now is going to lay off a bunch of people working for Disney, but he won't say how many. The reason is that Disney's quarter missed its mark by $1 billion. And the streaming service lost nearly $1.5 billion. This is Disney Plus. So Disney is hemorrhaging money. Why? Because traditional Americans, conservative Americans, I'm not going to do it. We're not going to do it. You know, you take your Disney and stuff it. It's a shame. Because Disney is magic for children, and children aren't political. Now, the parks still do well, but all their other enterprises and people, no. Karma. Sign of the times, New York City. Dope dealer, Manuel Pagan, 49 years old, Washington Heights, that's Upper West Side, way up in Manhattan. Cops arrest him, 20,000 fentanyl pills. 20,000 for Manuel, released on his own recognizance, no bail. Charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance. Possession? Possession? 20,000 pills? Think Manuel is going to use 20,000 fentanyl pills? It should be possession with intent to sell. That get Manuel 10 years in the state penitentiary. Nope. Now, Manuel will never be seen again. He's due back in court December 15. He's gone. He'll never come back. They know that. Hochul knows that. The Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, knows that. Cops know it. You know, it takes a while to bring a case like that. 20,000 fentanyl pills. And fentanyl kills people. We all know that. Think New York State cares? Not at all. Dope dealers do whatever they want. Heroin, fine. Opium, fine. Methamphetamine, cocaine, fentanyl, go ahead. We're not even going to hold you. Criminal justice does not exist in New York City. Does not exist there anymore. And the people of New York City voted for no criminal justice. Because if they had voted for Lee Zeldin, and the blacks broke 10-1 against Zeldin in New York City. That's why he lost. Zeldin would reimpose criminal justice. Hochul will not. Oh. I live here. I can't tell you how disappointed I am. Smart Life. Senior citizens. One poll taken on behalf of Bright Star Care, which is an in-home senior care service. General findings, 30% of Americans over the age of 65 were happiest in their 30s, 25% in their 20s. So back in the day, right, glory days, Springsteen, that's when senior citizens were most happy in their lives. Interesting. Question, if you could redo one major decision, what would it be? 20% save more money. 39% wish they received better advice about money. Okay, sit at 60%. It's all about money. And that's why we do Smart Life, to save you money. Okay, so the seniors know they don't have enough money, and they wish they had more. That's why I'm here. Final question, what advice would seniors give their younger selves? 41% would advise about education, get as much as possible. 37% advise about money. 36% health. Now, health, very important component. You know, sugar. If you're going to consume a lot of sugar, that's all the soft drinks and all the bread and all the candy and cakes and desserts, right? You're going to suffer. You're going to suffer, and suffer big. It's going to happen. It's not a matter of if. More sugar you consume, the more you're going to suffer before you die. Smart Life. So we have a lot of products now that can wean you off all that. You don't have to be crazy. You can still have some sugar, but just cut it down 60, 70%. You'll live longer and you'll have a stronger immune system to fight off the inevitable. This day in history, November 14, 2017, you remember, three UCLA basketball players went to China to play and they stole stuff, okay? And the Chinese arrested them and threw them in jail forever. LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, Jalen Hall, okay? They were detained in a Shanghai suburb for stealing stuff from a Louis Vuitton store. Now, the Chinese government wasn't going to let them out, but Trump had a meeting with Xi, serendipitous, okay? And went over and said, hey, can you let these guys go? And Xi did, let them out. So they got home. Contrast to Brittany Griner, the WNBA basketball player and Olympian, who brought a gram of hash oil to Moscow for her personal use, which was an incredibly dumb thing to do. They found it, and she's now been in prison for 9 months. And she's been sentenced to 9 years. Okay? Biden can't get her out. When Trump gets the three basketball players out, Biden can't get Ms. Griner out. So I point that out this day in history. Okay, good mail segment, good final thought. We'll be right back. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Let's do the mail. Frank Giglioli in Wisconsin, New York. Mr. O, thank you for your great podcast. You made an excellent point in stating independents unexpectedly broke for Dems because the party and their pundits all hammered the election deniers. Meanwhile, when President Trump was elected, most of the Democratic Party insisted he was an illegitimate president. Yes, but they didn't go on the campaign that Donald Trump went on. That was the difference to this day. William Kaner, Olympia, Washington, there seems to be broad consensus among many Trump supporters that his brand is now too damaged for him to be a successful candidate. Yeah, I know that, but you don't count that guy out. Yeah, he's not as powerful as he was even 6 months ago, but he's powerful. Lori Elliott, Lowell, Mass. The old adage, it's the economy, stupid, has been completely eradicated. It's been replaced with, it's the ideology, stupid. Yep, tribes. We live in tribes now. Not a lot of interaction among different people. We're tribal. Bad. Brian Barbish, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Do you think Joe Biden was the biggest winner in the election? No question. Biden, I call him Joey Houdini. He escaped again. Lynn Quick, Uluwata, Tennessee. Do you think a Republican-led House will thoroughly investigate Hunter Biden and his father, Joe? Not sure. Now, that could be a detriment to the Republicans. But it's certainly possible, especially if they have something. Oscar Cortez, Miami, Florida. This state probably has the least amount of refugees, I'm sorry, the most amount of refugees from socialist countries, Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Brazil. Is it any wonder it rejected the current socialist trend? Listen, Oscar, you guys that have reached Florida and the United States from these terrible countries that you mentioned, Brazil not, you know, in that category. I know you value your freedom. I know, because I taught your fathers in high school. I taught them. I know they value it. Marty Meyer, Santa Rosa, California. I live in California because of cost of living. Many of my friends have moved to Arizona. They're all liberal, and that's why Arizona has turned blue. That's a factor, no doubt about it. Carl Christensen, Berthoud, Colorado, up in the mountains, Berthoud Pass. It does not surprise me Arizona has gone blue. People from California are fleeing the high prices of that state to go there, and they have also come to Colorado, making us blue as well. No doubt. Pamela Bosflug, Helena, Montana. I was surprised, O'Reilly, but your comment about Montana being wobbly. We had an election here which was a red wave except for Senator Tester. Okay. But there's an awful lot of liberal people moving into Montana, as you know. Luann Hirsch, Walnut Creek, California. Last night you encouraged me, so I'm thinking about it. Thank you for processing what is going on in our country. I don't ever watch the news anywhere else. It's too depressing. We will give you the straight story, Luann, no matter where it lies, and you know we will. Now, word of the day, I'm taking a movie clip from a 1940 film starring W.C. Fields. Roll it.
Oh, sir, surely. Don't be a luddy-duddy. Don't be a moon calf. Don't be a jabbernowl. You're not those, are you?
No.
My words. Jabbernowl. Moon calf. W.C. Fields, a legend. Okay, we'll be back with the final thought in a moment.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here is a final thought of the day. The BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store is open. I want to save you money because you're going to need it. Okay, this is number one here. You got every killing book, every single one, all 12. All right? And you can buy them in bulk, and we'll give you a very nice price. So this will give you an amazing array of gifts for far beyond what they would cost individually. Then we have the three-book killer bundle, okay? Killing the Mob, Killing the Killers, and Killing the Legends. Now, these are the three most recent books, and we are taking $36 off them, okay? Again, this is going to save you, and these are great books. People don't have to like me. They open a book and they start to read it. All of these books, I mean, there's 19 million copies of my book in print. There's a reason for that. They're fun to read. Okay, if you're not the literary type or you don't know anybody who likes to read, let's go to the other stuff in the BillO'Reilly.com store. Stand Up for Your Country coffee mugs are back. They sold out last year. They're back, and they are the best. I use them every single day, three colors. Then we have Live the Good Life metallic bumper sticker. You don't have to paste it on. So Live the Good Life, the Smart Life. I don't even know what my brand is anymore. Live the Smart Life, not a political statement, okay? It's a statement telling everybody that you're kind of living the smart life. And we have that metallic. We also have Stand Up for Your Country metallic bumper stickers. Beautiful. Gorgeous. Then we have Christmas ornaments. God Bless America Christmas. Now, these I have on my tree. Red, white, and blue. And we're keeping the prices of all this stuff down. These are beautiful, beautiful Christmas ornaments. And finally, premium membership and concierge membership to BillO'Reilly.com gets you discounts on everything, big discounts, and a free book. Any book of your choice that I've ever written can be yours free if you sign up for premium or concierge membership. So anyway, that's the BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. It'll save you a ton of money. Make a list of people that you want to gift. Check it twice, like Santa. Go to BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. We are saving you time. We have not raised our prices. We are looking out for you. Thanks for watching us and listening to us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.